Thanks for calling customer service. It's Rika speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been noticing that you're charging me $59.95. I don't even know what is this best choice. Is this an insurance or something?
Yes, ma'am. Can I pull your? Can I have your zip code and pull your account?
785-21.
785-21. I'm sorry. And name of the account?
Olivia Charles. But what is this?
Can you verify your mailing address?
5748 Tapachula Drive. Why are you charging me $59.95? What is this about?
Well, you was in charge. Your card declined, but the charge was for the Smart Health Watch. It was a 14-day trial, and you had 14 days to call the council on those never on that watch.
That I never got it. And I was waiting for the FedEx just to see if it was, and you never send it. I never received it.
The watch was sent to your address, 5748 Tapachula Drive, Apartment B, Brownsville, Texas. It's been able to deliver on the 29th.
I haven't gotten it.
Are you sure?
I haven't even.
It was, yes, it was delivered.
And I haven't gotten my mail fixed in either because I don't even know if I'm supposed to be getting a key for the... In fact, today I was going to go check the post office again and ask them. Maybe it's stuck in the post office because I haven't gotten anything. Normally when things like that and it's FedEx, they leave it on the front door. But I don't know if you did FedEx, UPS, or some kind of a personal extra... What is it called? Shipping... But I never got it. I never received anything.
Well, you have to...
If I knew I had a contract like that, I would never get it because it says it was for free and just pay for the shipping. That's all
it
I thought.
It wasn't the... But the watch didn't come through FedEx. It came through USPS.
Okay. Well, I haven't gotten anything.
Well, I'm just need you for the call USPS. And ask them where did your mail go? Because for now, I can't do anything about that charge. Well, you wasn't charging it, but for the $6.95. This other charge didn't go through. It declined.
Yeah, because then I don't know what this is about. I never got anything. There was nothing sent to my address.
And it was delivered. You're just going to have to call the USPS office. And explain to them about your order that you never received because it was
you
delivered
have a tracking
to your
number.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I have no info.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a tracking number.
It's 927.
927.
Let me make it bigger so I can see. It's 927-489.
I'm sorry, 927, and what's next after that? 8-9-4-8-9-9-9-9-0-0-9-9-0-9-9-5-4-5-4-5-4-5-4-5-4-9-5-1. Can I repeat the numbers back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
927-4899-999, which is 1-2-3-4-5-9-0-9-9.
It's 4-9. I'm sorry, but it's 4-9. It was 9-9-9-9. It's on the 4-9.
Okay, 499-545-78-6-6-9-5-1.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to track with the UPS because I never received anything. And once I track it, I'm going to send it back to you guys. I'm not even going to open the package.
It's USPS. It's not UPS. USP. It's USPS.
USPS?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like I said, I never, if it was the USPS, it should have actually knock my front door.
Yes, ma'am.
I never, because I know that FedEx knocks the front door or leaves it on the door, and
you,
I go.
Are usually sometimes if the box is big enough to fit inside the mailbox, USPS will put the package inside the mail.
There is no mail. That's the
just
thing.
One sec. I can see where they put it. Just one second.
You see, I never received it. I'm not lying to you. I never received it. We don't have a P.O. box. That's the thing about my area. I'm all confused about it. There's some mailboxes around neighborhoods, like a mailbox section. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the P.O. box should be one of those P.O. boxes, but I don't know which one it is. I'm supposed to go get the key today. Or last week, and I didn't do it all last week because I've been so busy.
Oh, you can't get into your mailbox?
No, I don't have any mail. I can't get any of my mail.
You got to get the email. Your package might be inside your mailbox. If you can't get in with the key, it might just be in there because it said it would deliver inside at the mailbox at 9:58 a.m. January the
29th.
9:58
a.m.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, once I get it, I'll send it back to you guys.
Okay? No problem.
I do not want any charges on my credit card on this. Once I do that, I will return it back. But I need to go see the P.O. box. I have to call P.O. box. Okay. I have to call the post office today so I can get that key. Okay.
Just one second, I can give you the cancellation number.
I'm sorry?
Do you want the cancellation number? So when you call back in, you can already say that you called in. You want to send the item back?
Yes, please. What's the number?
Just one second. It's computer loading. The cancellation number is CS and CAT.
Mm-hmm.
0252. 0252. 7. E as in Echo. F as in Frank.
Mm-hmm.
E as in Echo. 05.
Okay. Susan Charlie. 02527. Echo, Frank, Echo, 05?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right.
Great.
Thank you for calling Customer Service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.